This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's all about connectivity now, right? Not only us with our phones in our pockets all the time, but also cars and thermostats and refrigerators. It's called the Internet of Things. And that connectivity is spreading to medical devices, too. But as more pacemakers and IV pumps come online, so too does risk. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports.
Administering drugs to a hospital patient used to be so analog. Brandy Crow says up until 20 or so years ago, she and other nurses counted drops or made calculations by hand to determine the correct rate and amount of IV fluid and medications. These days, so-called smart pumps determine the dosages of everything from antibiotics and pain meds to chemotherapy drugs.
You know, they're wireless. They're on the hospital wireless network. You don't think about anybody really breaching that. Why would they want to get into a medical device?
Crow, who's an analyst with healthcare research company MD Byline, says hospitals are starting to respond to the potential danger of smart infusion pumps.
You're worried about, you know, someone going in and getting out a patient's medical history or personal health information. You can get financial information. You can get all kinds of things through that. And so whether it's malicious or not malicious, I mean, you open yourself up for considerable risk.
Jay Radcliffe, a hacker and type 1 diabetic, knows the benefits and dangers of medical devices firsthand. 4 years ago, he hacked his own insulin pump and was able to write a program to turn it on and off, even to change the therapy settings.
The battle is that the technology moves a lot faster than the regulatory agencies do. So they're a little bit behind on making sure that these internet-enabled computers that are hooked up to people, delivering them medicine, are safe to be on the internet.
The risk of a hack has caught the attention of the Food and Drug Administration. Earlier this summer, for the first time, the FDA warned caregivers to stop using a specific infusion pump because of its vulnerability to hacking. At the same time, wirelessly connected pumps can save lives. Dan Pettis with device company CareFusion says smart pumps makes treating patients safer and more efficient.
A connected system gives somebody remotely the ability to view what's happening at the patient's bedside. Could be very valuable for a pharmacist to check the order or a nurse.
The challenge is keeping up with the technological changes. Radcliffe, who now works for cybersecurity company Rapid7, says many hospitals still use pumps that are 10 years old, which he compares to using a Windows 95 computer for financial transactions. That's where Marty Edwards comes in. He's the director of, get ready for it,
the Industrial Control Systems Cyber Emergency Response Team. Inside
yes,
the
it's
National
a governmental organization. Basically, he works for the Department of Homeland Security, helping device makers plug holes in their security systems.
This embedded area, these smaller Internet of Things types of devices, they seem to be lagging behind, and they need to work towards fixing that.
He says there has been progress. Device makers are increasingly collaborating with hackers to identify and fix flaws. Those flaws include weak passwords. Hacker Jay Radcliffe says hospitals sometimes buy infusion pumps off the shelf and stick with the default password. Still, he's not overly concerned.
If I'm in a hospital and I'm in a life-threatening situation and I need to be hooked up to a medical device, the risks of me dying far outweigh any minor risk of an attack that could occur from a cybersecurity issue.
As medical devices learn to talk to each other, Radcliffe says it's also important patients, hackers, and hospitals stay connected to keep ahead of new threats. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.